Very happy to have with us Rich Gannon. Of course, you know him from CBS Sports. He did a bunch of the Browns games this past year. At least, what, a few of them, didn't
he? I would say at least three, man. I did three or four Browns games every year, it seems like.
He's part of the Browns beat, and you also can hear him on Sirius XM NFL Radio. He's broadcasting here all week, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Rich, your perspective, the quarterbacking perspective on this game where we have two great quarterbacks. Let's start with Tom Brady. And what, at this stage of his game and of his career, what's he bringing that could maybe be define that might be different than what we saw the last time he faced this Giants team in the Super Bowl?
I just think experience, wisdom, knowledge in the system, the ability to adjust on the fly. I think that's really what separates Tom Brady from a lot of these quarterbacks, Vic. He's been in the same system for 12 years. You know, a lot of people don't talk about that. Charlie Weiss was his coordinator initially. Then it was Josh McDaniels. Now it's Bill O'Brien. He'll go back to Josh when Bill leaves for Penn State. And while the players have changed around him over the years, the system has stayed the same. While the coordinators have you know, changed around him, the system has stayed the same. I think it's really helped Tom Brady, and I just think that he's a master of his domain. His ability to change plays at the line of scrimmage, change protections, I think will really come in handy this weekend.
So when we hear a lot of times continuity where quarterbacks can be messed up or at least affected by the changes in those coordinator positions, why doesn't it ever really bother Brady?
Well, I think the system has stayed the same. You know, I think that there's, you know, you look at the situation in Cleveland, it's a great example. You know, Colt learns one system from Brian Daboll. Next year, he's got to learn a new system from Pat Shurmur. That's tough. And, you know, now Brad Childress will come in, and now maybe there'll be more subtle changes. So, you know, if you're constantly changing things around the quarterback, I think it's hard to develop. I think it's hard to see steady progress. You know, Sam Bradford's another example. I mean, the same, very similar situation. Year one, he has a lot of success with Pat. Year two, they bring in Josh McDaniels, and he doesn't play as well. So Alex Smith, another great example. Seven different coordinators in 7 years. I think these GMs, I think these coaches are making big mistakes with all the change around the quarterbacks.
Now, Eli Manning, a guy who also has dealt with his share, I guess, in the course of his career of being not necessarily dealing with the changes that Brady has at the coordinator or coaching position, but a guy who elevated knowledge just seems like his control command has never been better.
Yeah, I think he's matured as a quarterback. I think he's gotten physically stronger. I think he's thrown the ball better than he did maybe 4 years ago. You look at his ability to sit in the pocket and take the hits. You know, I think the San Francisco game was a great example of that. My goodness, he got battered, got sacked six times, got knocked down another six or seven times. I just think his ability to do more at the line of scrimmage, his flexibility and freedom, the fact that he's been with Kevin Gilbride all these years, you see him changing protections and changing plays, and I just think that he's taken his game to the next level. I think in a year where they weren't as dominant defensively the first 12 weeks of the season, in a year where they didn't run the ball very well, they were 32nd in rushing this year,
right,
this guy has shouldered more of the load.
With each guy, there are interesting legacy issues that I think can come from this game. And we'll start with Tom Brady to the extent that he's got the three Super Bowl rings, but lost the last time he was in this game. Didn't play particularly well in the AFC Championship game leading to this one. How important is it for him and for the legacy to come out with a win in this game and to play well in the process?
Well, I think it is. I mean, you know how much this defines the quarterback position this game, and I think that, you know, this guy has been as good as it gets in big games. I know he struggled a little bit last week. I don't see it happening 2 weeks in a row. I think if he's able to win this game, you know, you're talking about the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks. Bradshaw's won four. Joe Montana's won four. Now Tom Brady. Regardless to me whether he wins or loses this game, I mean, I think we focus so much in on the quarterback. Tom Brady could play a really good game, and they could lose by a field goal to the Giants. Does that make, I mean, do we say Brady lost the game? I mean, I think as media, we seem to focus so much in on the quarterbacks and their records and things. If Tom Brady doesn't play the type of football he's played throughout the regular season and they go 13-3, maybe the Patriots aren't even in this game.
Right. No, right. He's been the difference there. And we're visiting with Rich Gannon. Of course, he's a former NFL quarterback, former Super Bowl quarterback. You hear him on Sirius XM NFL Radio, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. Eastern each day. And you also watch him on CBS Sports coverage of the NFL. Had three Browns games this past year. Rich, with regard to Eli and Big Brother Peyton and this being Peyton's town and really Peyton Manning being kind of the story of the NFL or the other story of the NFL besides Super Bowl 46, he's escaped the shadow of Big Brother, right? And now the stage is his. Can he actually even surpass him in terms of recognition, or is that a mountain he can't climb?
I don't know. I mean, if he continues to win, I think they're in different offenses. They're asked to do different things, Vic. I mean, Peyton throws the ball a lot more. Peyton throws the ball a lot more than any quarterback inside the 10-yard line. But I think they're both great players in their own right. I think he's a – you know, you look at what Eli's meant to this football team. I just – if he wins a second Super Bowl, I think he's heading in that direction of supremacy at that position. I mean, it's he's still young. He's still got a lot of football ahead of him. And could you imagine, you know, Archie Manning and Olivia? I mean, to have these two kids, it's incredible. I mean, it's really.
Yeah.
And you know what? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You think about how tough Archie was, great player, never missed games. You think about Peyton and his long record there of consecutive starts, and of course Eli. Right behind him.
And you appreciate all that goes in the quarterback as a purist who watches and studies the position. Are these the two best examples? I know there are other really good examples, but as good examples as you could get on the biggest football stage of how that position should be played?
I think so. I think their wisdom and their knowledge, I think their leadership, I think these two guys to me embody what it means in terms of playing the position, not only physically but mentally. And I think their ability to shoulder more of the responsibility when things don't go well, to deflect a lot of the attention away from themselves when it does go well. I mean, that's what they both have done. And they have good humility. And I think that when you talk to their teammates, you get a real sense of who these guys are. They care about their teammates. I think that's what makes them great leaders.
And do they prove? Are you convinced once and for all? I know you always felt this way, that you didn't even need a defense. That, you know, the quarterback was good enough; he could just fling it, put up the yards, put up the points, and then your defense could do the best it can. I'm being a little sarcastic.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think it's, you know, I think you look at teams and how they're winning Super Bowls, and I know you can win with a dynamic offense, but I think it, you know, you make a mistake or two, and then it's tough, you know. And I think turnovers will be a big story in this game as well.
And you brought up continuity and consistency. The Browns being a team you know pretty well. They hire Brad Childress as their offensive coordinator. Just your thoughts on what his impact?
I'm excited because I think Brad's got the background. He did it in Philadelphia. He was with the Minnesota Vikings. And I think it's another set of eyes, a guy that can talk the same language with Pat Shurmur in terms of the West Coast system. And I think another guy that can work and develop a young quarterback.
Rich, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it.
Vic, you're the best. Thanks.
He is Rich Gannon from CBS Sports, from SiriusXM NFL Radio. He's broadcasting live here along with Radio Row as we are at Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.